Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back, and we proceed with Drive Time. 47913 is the SMS line, or 0722380712, that's the WhatsApp line. Fix the Patented Laws campaign today launched a global campaign calling on pharmaceutical corporation Johnson & Johnson to lower the price of its tuberculosis medicine Bedoclean to not more than 50 rand per day for people everywhere who need it. Doctors Without Borders, a member of FTPL, is demanding these price cuts. And joining us online is MSF Access Campaign Advocates Officer Candice Seona. Candice, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You were at the protest. In fact, this is a campaign to reduce the global or the price of the TB treatment drug. Mm-hmm. Tell us the conception of this campaign before we even talk about your demands.
Yeah, so we at Fix the Patent Law were part of like a group of global allies who were campaigning against Johnson and Johnson and calling for them to drop the price of the Bedoclean to not more than 15 rand a day. So this campaign was happening not just in South Africa, but globally in Brazil, in the US, Brussels, India, as well as in South Africa and Switzerland. So it's really trying to get, to really make a point about the important need for access to Bedoclean, considering its effectiveness, considering how effective it is as compared to other TB drugs. So we are calling for it to be dropped, and the reason why we actually, you know, in our messaging, we are actually calling for it to benefit society because of the efforts that went in terms of developing the drug. It was not just Johnson & Johnson that invested money, but various other entities and governments that actually invested in the development of the drug.
Now, what we understand is that, in fact, Doctors Without Borders also made a lot of contributions in terms of the development of this drug. But the question is, how come Johnson & Johnson has, you know, the control over the distribution and pricing of this drug?
Yeah, so at the moment, Johnson & Johnson holds all the intellectual property and patent rights to actually to control the drug. So it's by law that, you know, they have this patent and it will last them for about 20 years. So the patent's supposed to expire in South Africa in 2027. So until 2027, there won't be any person or any other pharmaceutical that will get, you know, entry into the market to actually produce Bedoclean. So it's due to patent laws that actually grant pharmaceuticals to, to charge prices as much as they want, to do as they please with the drug because of those patents that they hold. So irrespective of whether, you know, we have sort of contributed with the operational research, the clinical trials that have been done in South Africa, at the end of the day, Johnson & Johnson will hold the rights, or holds the rights actually to do as they please with the drug. So it's due to, you know, these patent laws that serve as a barrier actually for access to medicine.
So, I mean, I'm looking at this figure, 15 rand a day. When we calculate this, still it looks like a little bit expensive. I'm not too sure the cost of the tuberculosis and how many tablets at how much are they priced in terms of on a daily consumption. But if we have to do a rough roundup, this will give us close to 1,000 just for about 30 days.
Yeah. So at the moment, Bedoclean costs about 5,400 for a treatment course, and that's for a 6-month treatment course. Please bear in mind that some patients can go over the 6-month treatment course. They can go over 6 and go to about 20 months. So even, you know, for patients who go up to 20 months, it can cost about, you know, 18,900 for just their treatment. So it's still very expensive, and the fact that we're actually calling for it to be priced to be reduced to not more than 15 rand, it will have the current price. It will, you know, it will have the current price, but it will still be very expensive considering that, Codeacrin will still need to be taken in consideration in combination with other, you know, medication, other treatment, meaning, you know, they still need to compensate for the other treatments that Codeacrin has to be taken in combination with. So it's still very expensive, and hence we're calling for, you know, for even Johnson & Johnson to make entry to really drop their patents on the document to allow for generic companies to come into the market so that there is competition, and that will allow for the price to come even more, even lower.
Now, since your organization, that's the MSF, were also the contributors of this drug, do you also have access in terms of dispensation to the patients?
Yeah, I mean, we were also part of like the donation program. We have donation programs, but for us, we're not happy with the fact that this drug can only be accessed by, you know, a cohort that has, you know, sort of proximity to MSF. What we are calling for is it needs to be available to everyone who needs it, and that means there has to be a national rollout. There has to be a scale up of the treatment to everyone who needs it. We're not happy with just that being accessed by MSF. So currently at the moment, we're still, you know, purchasing it in the same price as South Africa is purchasing it, but we're still not happy with the fact that some countries could be purchasing the drug even much more higher than we're actually buying it for, and therefore there is a need for a more bigger scale-up of the treatment and more bigger access to it by everyone who needs it.
And just one final question, Candice. After your campaign, this was a world over campaign. It happened also in the US, Brazil, as well as Belgium, in Europe. Are you satisfied, or are you confident enough that Johnson & Johnson will actually accede to these demands?
Listen, we will wait and see. At the moment, if they don't come down, if they don't bring the price down, it doesn't mean that our work will stop. We will still continue to fight until it actually comes down. If they don't do it with immediate effect, with this current campaign, it doesn't put a stop to the work that we will do. We will continue to fight because of people are dying, and it's people's rights to access this medication. So the fight will continue if this price is not dropped.
Candice Seona is the Access Campaign Advocacy Officer at Doctors Without Borders. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.